Hey, the Sydney Fringe Festival is coming up from the 1st to the 30th of September, and this Saturday night in Chippendale, you can catch Fringe Ignite. The annual opening celebration will take over the Kensington Street Festival Village, filling the street with shop fronts, restaurant bars, live music, and performances across 9 stages. And even better, the event is absolutely free. But one of the musicians performing is an Australian hip-hop artist, and if I must say so myself, one of the best Australia has to offer. And his name is El Fresh the Lion, and we're lucky enough to have a chat with him on the phone. How you going, mate?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, man. So, hey, firstly, what I want to ask you is, you know, I'm a rapper myself, and I'm always intrigued by this. How did you get into rapping?
For me, man, I got introduced to rapping through my friends, really. They would pass on some of their favorite albums, which happened to be hip-hop albums at the time. It was kind of like a trend at that point in time when I was in high school. I was like 14.
Yeah, right.
And so when I came across a couple of hip-hop records that I really appreciated and just kind of became obsessed with, I decided to kind of just give myself a crack at it. You know, I didn't think about it too much. You know, I didn't have anyone to school me. I didn't have anyone to teach me. But I just kind of just started writing lyrics in a notepad and started making beats. Manuals, no teachers out there.
Yeah,
it just kind of felt organic, you know?
Yeah. And I did hear that one of your biggest influences is Tupac. And I can definitely hear that in your music. Like, your music's very inspirational. It has a message, you know. And your first 3 albums released were independent, and then you got signed to Vienna People Recordings, and then you're signed to Elephant Tracks. Can you tell us how that happened?
Yeah, man. So I did a whole bunch of projects before working on my first proper album with Vienna People. And, you know, I think I did like 3 or 4 mistakes or 3 or 4 EPs or something. I can't even remember how many I did, but they were kind of all practice, you know?
Yeah.
And then came about the opportunity to work with Vienna People. And that was really like a relationship that developed through the process of me finding myself as an artist. You know, I was performing here and there. I was trying to work with a bunch of different producers, and I came across Michael McGuinn, who runs the Inner People Studios in Annandale. And he was telling me about how he was setting up a development record label to help artists produce their first record, which was just perfect timing because I was working on my first record at the time. So I ended up being the first artist to sign to that one album deal at Vienna People Records.
Yeah,
which led to then the first album one coming out, and then that kind of doing that touring it led to the conversation that I had with Elephant Tracks, which eventually led me there.
Yeah, bro, that's really cool. So your name, like Fresh, is an acronym standing for Forever Rising, Exceeding Sudden Hardships, and the L and Lion a reference to the name Sing, which is given to is it Sick? Sick Men?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you come up with that? That's really clever.
Man, the Fresh acronym came from when I was like 14, 15. So when I decided after, you know, penning some stuff and keeping it to myself, decided at some point I was going to put stuff online. And I was like, shit, I need a name. One of my friends' references to my music was always Fresh. So, you know, he was like, it's Fresh, it's cool, it's Fresh, it's Fresh. So I was like, okay, I'll call myself Fresh MC, but I'm going to redefine Fresh. And I gave it that acronym. And that acronym kind of was really became like my mantra through, you know, particularly my teenage years. You know, it was just my reminder that no matter what, challenges were being thrown at me. And, you know, as a teenager, you feel like you're fighting a million and one challenges at once. You know, it's amplified even more so than what you might be experiencing. So I felt like I was experiencing a lot of different things, but then as being a teenager, it was like tenfold. So that mantra really helped me get through, and then it stayed right until, you know, to this day. Yeah. And then it became El Fresh. You know, I changed it from Fresh MC to El Fresh, and the L still is the Lion, as, you know, maybe right reference point here. And then I realized at some point hip-hop, you know, isn't subtle, and people are going to keep asking me what the L stands for. So I was like, stuff it, I'll just make it El Fresh the Lion.
definitely, man. It's so clever. So, I mean, our tagline here at the station is, what matters to you? I guess, you know, it's clear from your music, but what matters to you? Like, what would you say is most important
to you? I'll break it down this simple, man. For me, what matters to me is good music, good people, good times, man.
Yeah.
Good food.
Definitely. Those are all the things. I agree with that so much. That's great. Now, yeah, I watched an interview where you said how much you love art, although you don't actually do any visual art yourself, but you love collaborating with other artists. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, what you're going to be doing this Saturday at Fringe Ignite?
Yeah, you know, I'm an appreciator of just creativity in general. So opportunities to get to work with other artists, you know, I really appreciate, particularly when I'm a fan of what they do or there's something about their story or journey that really resonates with me. So at Fridge Ignite, Nari invited me as part of the event that she's curating to come along and perform in a way that I haven't performed before. So I'm doing a spoken word set, but it's a collaboration with a dance artist named Sarah Vay and or Selah. And so we're getting together to you know, she's doing a contemporary interpretations of my lyrics as I perform them. So we've been chatting together about the set and the journey of the set in the weeks leading up to the show so that it's something that really resonates with people. And the cool thing about our connection there is, you know, we both come from Liverpool, Southwest Sydney. So our journey is that, you know, we came up from the same spot in Southwest Sydney, a place called Street University, where, you know, that's where was our training ground. And now we're both kind of on our paths as creators, her as a dancer and myself as a hip-hop artist. So for us to kind of be able to come together for this particular set at Fringe Ignite is going to be, it's going to be unique. We probably, you know, it's not, we haven't done it before. Who knows if we're going to do it again.
It sounds like it's going to be amazing, bro. It's going to be awesome. Well, good on you. Good on you for, you know, everything you've done. You know, you've really achieved a lot for someone so young. The Sydney Fringe Festival is on from the 1st to the 30th of September, and you can catch Fresh at Fringe Ignite this Saturday, the 2nd, from 4 to 8 at Kensington Street Village. Chippendale, thanks so much, Fresh.
Hey, thank you for your time, man. Much love, bro.
Thank you. And here he is, the man himself, with a song featuring Jimbla from his latest album, Become. Here's Unbecome from El Fresh the Lion after ZFM.